And now to share his experience, strength, and hope with us, we have Sam.
Hey, I'm Sam. I'm an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic who's also very nervous up here. There's a lot of you fuckers out there. Sorry if I cursed. There's a lot of people in this room. So bear with me if I sound really nervous. I wanna thank Sydney for asking me to speak. I'm really grateful to be speaking at this meeting, and I'm really grateful to be here today. This meeting is really important to my recovery, just sort of in general. And also, I'm really grateful to be celebrating here. Speaking here today because today I'm celebrating 5 years. Like 5 years ago, I was a completely different person. It was very, very different. All right. So, because I'm nervous, I think instead of just sort of sharing my whole story, I'm going to go about with, like, what I like to call Sam's greatest hits when I was using. These are my greatest hits. But, And before I begin, I just want to clarify, drugs are a big part of my story, so if you have a problem with that, I suggest you call your sponsor. And if you don't know what a sponsor is, I suggest you get one. And the last time I checked, alcohol is in fact a drug. So, no problems whatsoever. All right. So alcoholism runs really deep in my family. Same with addiction. It was like my grandmother, my mother, my cousin, my aunt, my uncle. Just like a whole bunch of people in my family have alcoholism. So from a very early age, I was sort of introduced to like the concept of alcoholism and the fact that I might have a problem. And you know, when I was younger, I was like, oh, you know, I'm not going to have a problem. I can't imagine that would ever happen. Wrong. This is why I'm sitting here today. A very big problem, and I need this program to solve that. For a while, I was against, you know, sort of drinking and whatnot, and like doing drugs and smoking pot. And, you know, I was like, I'm never gonna do that. I'm gonna be sober the rest of my life. I was wrong about that as well. Eventually, kind of curiosity got the best of me, and I smoked weed for the first time. I loved pot. Pot was awesome. It was kind of like, you know, I smoked pot before I ever drank, and it was kind of like my first, like, I have arrived moment. And then I ended up going to a high school for art. Like, I studied art in high school. I went to LaGuardia. God, so many people, so many drugs, so much using. It was an addict's paradise. I had a dealer sit behind me in math class. I was always on time for that class. All the time. I was always there. I was early. And then eventually I was introduced to alcohol. I loved alcohol. Alcohol was such a good friend. And then it totally betrayed me. So I started drinking. Right off the bat, I started drinking. Like, my favorite time to drink was all the time, and especially early in the morning. I love drinking early in the morning, or I loved doing that. When I drank, I was such a dick. I was, like, such a mean person. I was so violent and hostile, and, like, you know. And then eventually I was introduced to opiates, and those were like, it was like the trifecta, the three, and that's what like brought me here. And I guess I'll just sort of like give some like various instances of like why I believe I'm powerless, why I'm why my life is unmanageable, why I'm completely insane when I'm using. Like, you know, I think what's like, here's an example. What distinguishes me from like a normal person, you know, and distinguishes me as like an addict and an alcoholic. It's like normal people don't shoot ketamine behind a pillar at Lincoln Center, like for like a Regents exam in high school. Normal people don't do that. Like they don't like nearly blow their leg out from like shooting K for the first time. That's like not a thing, you know. And you know, normal people don't go so far out of their way to get, you know, to get a drink or a drug. You know, they don't go that far out of their way to get drunk. You know, like standing outside for like hours on end, like waiting, like in the cold, waiting for a bum to like buy you a 40 because you're underage. You know, that's not a thing. You know, like for instance, I eventually got sober. It was like I went on this like 6 month bender. And I guess like an instance of this, I always find this funny, this story so funny because it's so insane. It was my guitar teacher who I'd known for a really long time had shattered her wrist, and like as soon as I, you know, found that out, I was like, oh man, she must be in pain. She must be getting that good stuff. So I started stealing her medication. However, I became like paranoid that she was sort of catching on to me. Totally in my head, I was like, oh man, like she must be suspicious that I'm always wanting to go into her bathroom, you know. So I was talking with a running buddy, and I was scheming my way to like get into her bathroom because I was so paranoid that like she was like on to me. And I came up with this idea that I was gonna cover myself in paint and go to her house and be like, oh help, I'm covered in paint, like I need to like, you know, use your bathroom to like rinse it off. Because I don't wanna get paint like all over, you know, I don't want all this paint on my clothes and my, you know, my stuff. But, you know, I was painting at the time and I didn't wanna, you know, waste my paint. So I take like this craypot and like the best substitute I could find, and I, you know, I start like covering my arms and my pants and my shirt and my hair. I had this long, long, dirty, like knotted hair. I looked like this dirty hippie. And you know, I covered myself in all this craypot and like I enter her apartment and she's like teaching a student, and I'm like, oh my god, like I touched this wet door, it had just been painted, and like I've got this paint all over me, this green paint. I need to use your bathroom. And she looked at me, she's like, what? Why? Just use the sink, it's right there. You're standing in the kitchen, just use that. And I was like, no, I need to use your bathroom. So watch out, man, I need to use it. And and she's just looking at me like what the hell is wrong with you? She's like, well, do you want some turpentine? And I was like, no, I didn't really want to get turpentine on my skin. That's not really like a chemical that you want like all over your body. So there I am, like standing in her kitchen, like completely defeated, like. Because at this point, I was like, she's definitely on to me. Like, I didn't get high, and then, like, I just spent the rest of the day, like, strung out, and it was just really not fun. So that's, like, kind of, like, a picture of, like, what my life was like, you know? You know, and, but other than that, I was, you know, I was straight class. You know, like I said, I had the dirty, disgusting hair, like, didn't shower very often. I spent a majority of my time, like, standing over, like, a wastebasket in my, you know, various classes. I would spend this time drooling into the basket, like, the wastebasket, because I didn't want to, like, vomit up the drugs that, or the alcohol that I just, you know, purchased. And I realized I had used just a little bit too much, but, you know, you can't waste it. So I would just, people, it was like in an anatomy class, we would be like drawing these figures, right? Like every room is dead silent. Everyone's drawing the model. Then there's me in the corner, like just drooling and like spitting and like trying hard not to vomit. I perfected the art of what I like to call casual vomiting, where it's sort of like you're walking down the street, you turn your head, projectile vomit, you keep on going. Very, very classy. And, Jesus Christ. It's disgusting. But, yeah, but then, like, my life started to spiral out of control. You know, I started using a lot more. Like, I started doing stuff that, like, I said I was never going to do, you know? Like, I said I was never going to steal. I stole. Like, I said I would never, like, snort drugs. I snorted drugs. I said that I would never, like, you know, I was only going to drink on, like, certain days, you know? It's only going to drink so much, and like, you know, you can't control it. Said never going to shoot drugs, shot drugs, like, you know. And I just started to lose all control. And like I said, I started going like on a bender that eventually landed me in this program. By the way, at this point, like in my life, I had actually been coming to this meeting on a fairly regular basis. Actually, like, every week, and I would just come here high all the time, and I would, like, fellowship with people, and, like, I was counting days and staying sober, and, like, I was bullshitting everyone, and I'm sure the people that knew me back then knew, or maybe they didn't, I don't know, but, you know, I was kind of going to, like, convince my therapist and, like, other people around me that I was clean and sober, but... No. And I just started spiraling out of control, you know? Like, I lost a lot of weight. It was dangerously underweight. You know, I had the bags under my eyes. I could hardly stay awake. I was constantly sick. My hands were shaking. My body was itching. Like, I used to do this really insane thing. Like, I had, you know, kind of like itchy blood, like my skin was always itching, and like, so I thought of this genius thing that I would take, like, you know, anti-itch cream, like they usually use for mosquitoes and whatnot, and like, so I always smelled like bug spray. It was just like, it was like my life, man. And yeah, you know, I just wanted to die every day. I just didn't want to live anymore. Like, I would wake up every morning and I would be like, how am I going to get, like, drunk today? How am I going to get high today? How am I going to, like, piece together the money? Like, how am I going to do that? Like, is today going to be the day that I jump in front of the train? Is today going to be the day? And, like, on the days where I just, like, you know, I didn't work up, like, I just couldn't, like, continue, you know? And, like, I just felt defeated all the time. And, like, when I couldn't use, you know, like, you know that feeling where it's just, like, you can't use, but you're just sort of sitting in your chair and you're constantly, you're just squirming, like, your skin is just crawling, screaming at you. Like, where's that substance that I love so much, you know? And, eventually, like, I couldn't take it anymore. And then, so it was June 19th, 2008, when it was my last day using. It was my mother's birthday. I got messed up, and you know, like, I went home. I ditched some friends. I went home. I used, like, before I used, I tried to, like, clip my nails because I was like, I'm gonna write, like, this epic masterpiece. I'm gonna, like, write this song. It's gonna be so amazing. And, like, I never remembered it. But, like, so I decided to clip my nails, and, like, my hands were shaking so hard I could barely clip my nails, and like, you know, I got high, and like, alcohol was so hard to get when you're underage. So drugs are a big part of my story, but I'm grateful for it because it brought me here quicker. But you know, like, I was so defeated, and I ended up taking the train. Like, I totally forgot about a therapy appointment. I got a call from her. I like almost forgot it was my mother's birthday. Like, and then like she called me, and I was like, oh shit, happy birthday, mom. And like, you know, I ended up on the, I was debating about whether or not to come to this meeting, and I got on the train, and you know, I'm like on the train, I'm like, you know, I'm like passing out, nodding out, and like I would come to, and like everyone on the train is just staring at me like, what's wrong with this kid? And it's just like, it was embarrassing, it just messed up. And like I came here and I was talking to, like, I had a sponsor, I just didn't work the steps. I had this guy like that, you know, I called a lot, I liked him, he was cool. And but I was talking to like my grand sponsor, and you know, he was sharing like his experience with me, and like I came here and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. You know, this is like, I was like, I was just sitting outside, like, you know, I was just crying, man. Like, I just couldn't take it. I just couldn't live like that anymore. And what kept me coming to this meeting was how welcoming everybody was. And I'm really, really grateful for that. Like, for the most part, I just hung out with total assholes, man. Like, they didn't care about me at all. It's a give or take a couple people, but like, you know, for the most part, people were like, you know, and not to say that like I was like a perfect angel, but anyway, you know, but like everyone here was just so welcoming. They wanted to know how I was doing, like. So I like came here and like I went out with people afterwards, and like I agreed, you know, to go to a meeting the next day, and you know, of course, like the next day I ditched that. I was like, I don't know what I was thinking last night. Forget that. So I went to go like call a dealer and like, you know, get some booze and whatnot. But you know. Here I am, like, I'm, like, waiting for a call back, and then my phone rings, and I'm like, oh, my God, finally. And I pick up, and it's a fellow. It's somebody that, like, you know, it was somebody who's now become one of my best friends, and asking me to go to a meeting that night, and I actually couldn't make it. It was, like, my mother's birthday party thing, and, like, I promised I would go to that. But, you know, I agreed to go with him the next day, which felt, you know, which is weird. And it was, like, weird for me at the time. And then, you know, the dealer never called me back. I waited and waited and waited until I absolutely had to leave. But I never got a call back. And the next day I went to, like, kind of, like, my first, like sober meeting. Like, it was, like, my second day clean, sober. And I've been sober ever since, and that was June 20th of 2008. And, you know, since then, my life has drastically changed. it really has. And, you know, there's so many things that, like, I can attribute it to. Like, I started working the steps, like, actually working them. I started going to meetings more regularly. And, you know, that fog just started to clear gradually. And it's not a quick process. It takes time. I'm still foggy, and it's been 5 years. You know, it takes time. But, like, the important thing is to, like, give it that amount of time. Speaking of time, how am I doing on time? Almost. Okay. Sweet. Yeah, like, working the steps, that, like, really helped me. And, like, there's like 12 steps and they're so simple, but like us alcoholics, we like complicate them so much. Like, we make them out to be like, or at least I do. I make them out to be like this huge thing. It's like, oh man, I don't know if I could ever do that. But like, you know, the first step came to me really easily, and then, you know, the second and the third step, like, you know, kind of coming up with, like, a higher power, it was, like, that was, like, a very complicated, kind of difficult thing for me to do, but, you know, over that time, I came to kind of, like, rely on, like, you know, that concept of a higher power. And the beautiful thing is that it doesn't, you don't have to call it God, you can call it whatever the fuck you want. Just something bigger. My higher power for the longest time was these meetings. AA, that's like a lot, that's something that's greater than me, and something I can rely on. But, you know, like coming to rely on a higher power has definitely saved my ass a lot. And, you know, like doing the fourth step, the fifth step. Like I freaked out after my fifth step, man. That thing is really intense. Same with the fourth step, writing all that, all those resentments. All those resentments. It's a really terrifying thing, but my sponsor at the time, like, really, like, recommended just sort of doing just a little bit every day and, like, not putting it off. And, like, I took that suggestion. Suggestions are awesome. They're not rules. You can take them or not. But I recommend that you do. You know, and, like, my life has grown. Like, I'm in school. Like, I'm getting, like, the best grades that I've gotten in, like, 10 years. Now I'm pursuing a career that, like, I, you know, I have a lot of drive for. I've been, like, really kind of blessed with, like, really close friends that, like, you know, they really saved me, like, when I first got, like, sober. Like, if you're new and you're alone, don't be alone. Don't do the isolation thing. Don't do it. I did it. It doesn't work. It's not going to help you. Seriously, just try, like, finding some friends, because you guys, like, just help each other. That's what, like, worked for me. And, like, my life has just really, really grown. And it's a really beautiful thing, but, I mean, over time, it's gonna go up and down. Like, it's not, like, sobriety has not been, like, an easy thing. Like, I graduated high school sober, and, that's not an easy feat, you know? It's really not, but it's, like, all thanks to this program, you know? And, but I've been through, like, a lot of shit. Like, I've had a sponsor who I was really, really close to go out. I've had friends, close friends that have gone out. You know, I know people that have died. Like, you name it. But the point is that I don't have to drink over that stuff. I don't. I really don't. There's no excuse that's good enough for a drink or a drug. There's no excuse. Because, like, really all that's waiting for you is a coffin or an institution or a jail cell. That's really all that's waiting for you. And, like, our alcoholic minds, like, we, you know, come up with, like, this beautiful, like, landscape. Like, oh, man, it'll be so much better the next time. But it's not. It's just a mirage. At least that's sort of, like, my experience, and, like, the best thing that I can do for that is to ignore it. Okay, I'm gonna, like, start wrapping it up. But I've also had some really, really beautiful things happen. For instance, like, in sobriety, I've discovered now I have three sisters that I didn't know about. And over the course of the last 5 years, I've come to, like, discover them and get to know them, and, like, you know, and, like, be an actual, like, be, like, a sibling, like a brother, which is totally trippy, really weird. It's a really weird experience, but, like, it's a really beautiful one, because I wouldn't be able to do that if, you know, if I wasn't sober. So if you're new and, like, you took anything from this, that's cool. If not, I suggest talking to someone after the meeting, getting a sponsor, working the steps. Service is good, too. I'm doing service. Also going to call myself out. I'm going to try to do some more service. I haven't been doing as much lately. But I don't know. I'm really, really grateful to be here, and I want to hear from you guys now, so thanks.